Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, and blessings to everybody definitely that's tuned in to Street Queens, the movement, definitely a female empowerment group. Definitely the panel is hosting this show today, and we are talking about rape, episode one, and which is something that is very hard to let go, something that is, you know, definitely, you know, causes emotional trauma, you know, and just, you know, total trauma to either a young girl or, you know, young man or, you know, young female. And we're definitely talking about, you know, rape for a young woman, molestation, and basically what can you do to defend yourself and what are the signs, you know, to see if either your child has been molested, young lady, or adult, or, you know, basically seeking help, you know, and what kind of, you know, what kind of trauma does it lead you to, you know? So we're going to talk about that today on the show. And if you've experienced anything in regards to being raped or dealt with an individual that's been in a rape situation, you can call in anonymous. You don't have to give your real name, but you can call in at 347-826-7722 and let us know what's going on with you, with your situation, and we can talk about, you know, basically what you went through. And then we're going to give you some updates on our girl, Whitney Houston. You know, how do you feel about her comeback? Do you think she needs to live it alone, or, you know, or she still has it? We're also going to talk about, you know, basically Michael has another son, basically claiming, another person claiming to be Michael's son, and also, you know, him being buried, and, you know, the Blueprint Part 3 is coming out, you know. So, and, you know, and Maxwell is definitely doing, you know, top on the R&B charts, you know, with Pretty Wings. So definitely, you know, check us out. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. But our main topic is rape. Call in at 347-826-7722. Thank our sponsors, E2K Magazine Online, along with Streets Are Mine, and also Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your marketing needs. Strictly Blunt One's Clothing Line, and Digital Fantasy Media. So, also check us out on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. If there are certain subjects that you want to talk about on the show, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. But real quick, we have to go to a quick commercial. Once we come back from commercial, we will start, and we will be talking about rape in America.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, this is your girl Lushy Lush. And today on Street Queens the Movement, we're talking about rape. You know, many, many women have been, you know, plagued with, you know, a rape situation, whether they're females in the military, whether they're young children, whether, you know, they're in, you know, in the jail cells, whether they're regular people every day. Rape is, you know, a big, big situation, and sometimes people in the United States of America or media just brushes it under, you know, the rug. You know, which is a serious issue when it comes to our women and our young ladies out here, you know. You know, more than 200,000 women serving in active duty in the United States military are sexually assaulted and harassed, you know. And, you know, half of the time this issue is ignored, you know. I mean, and, you know, in the fiscal year of 2007 ending, you know, October 1, military members served in Iraq and Afghanistan, there was a report of 131 cases of rape and assault, you know, and this is in the military, you know. So the thing about it is that, you know, in the military, you have situations in there, and in everyday, you know, in the American population, you know, we're basically talking about women that are just suffering from, you know, either being rape victims, you know, or being repeatedly raped by someone that they know in the household, or being raped, you know, as a young age and growing into an adult in America, which is a serious situation. And, you know, basically, ladies, that if you are listening, I want to let you know that it's never your fault, you know, in regards to a situation in regards to rape. It's never your fault. So, you know, don't blame yourself on that situation. You know, different things happen and stuff in regards to rape, but never blame yourself. And some of the signs and symptoms are, you know, when a woman is sexually assaulted, they feel as if, you know, they are the ones to be blamed for the situation. It happened to me because I, you know, I wanted it, you know, I allowed it to happen, you know, withdrawal, you know, and, you know, rape is a very traumatic thing, and it's not something to easily let go, and it takes time. You know, so, and, you know, we have young ladies that have been raped or molested, even in situations that we take as in foster care. You have situations where you have young ladies in foster care that are basically being raped from place to place, different issues, or by children in the foster care, or even people that actually work there, you know. And it's a sad situation, but, you know, like I said, ladies, or anyone that's calling, have you dealt with somebody that has been molested? You know, maybe you were in a relationship with them, but they couldn't really deal due to the fact of what happened to them in the past, or you know somebody that's been in it. But, you know, we're going to go to the phone line and bring in my queen. Peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
How you doing today, man?
Oh, man. I could complain, but I choose not to. All right, what's that going to solve?
I feel you, girl. I feel you, girl. This your girl right here, you know what I'm saying? My ace boom coon, my sister in crime, you know, street queen Emma of Eat Some Cake magazine. And
but I
played
the fifth. We never committed a crime. I played the fifth.
The only crime we got is being beautiful, that's all.
I swear.
You know,
I'm guilty of that.
You know, and you know, that's you know, a real thing right there. But, Emma, we're talking about this whole rape situation, you know, rape in America, you know. Have you ever, you know, experienced anybody that's been through that, or, you know, that you know that's been through that, and, you know, some of the symptoms or some of the ways that, you know, they dealt or interacted with people, you know?
Well, you know, oh, my God, one of the biggest reasons why I have been a real hard advocate of the women movement stems from that happening to me in my life very early on, you know, and me worrying about the effect that it gave me and the effect that I seen that it did to other women that I knew, that it happened to them. And, you know, it's a life-changing thing. You can go through your whole life not accepting and not knowing how to deal with that situation. I mean, it's the ultimate violation for both men and women. I mean, because it's not just women that happens to. I've, you know, in my life have met several men that, you know, they've been molested as well. And it's just as hard for them to get that out of their mind as for the women. You know, the dangerous thing about that is that with the men, you know, they can, you know, they can, it can make them stronger, but then also they can, you know, repeat the cycle. You know, it's not as common for us women to do that as for the men to do it, you know. but it's still a sad case nevertheless, you know. It's just a violation. You know, it's like if anybody's been ever robbed or you know, somebody's gone to your home and take something from you, that sense of violation, we're like, wow, they took something from me, and you feel almost like, you know, violated. So that it's like 20 times worse when you're raped and they took, you know, they just, you know, they just, you're taking something against your own will, making you do things against your own will. And that's always horrible when you have to do something against your will, especially when you're young, when you're a child and don't know any better. And, you know, you're just so innocent. And, you know, you rely on older people. You rely on the adults that they tell you that you're supposed to respect. You know, these adults that you're supposed to respect come and violate you that way, and your mind is going crazy because you don't know, you know, what to believe. Do I believe what my mom said about respecting the older folks or whatever? Is this what they're supposed to be doing to me? You know, so it's just crazy. It's just something that mentally, I think, is the hardest thing for somebody to get over. I believe to me is the hardest thing, because I've had some doozies happen to me in my life, and I believe that's been almost the hardest one really to face and to deal with, because somehow, even no matter what age it happens, it always comes to, somehow you feel some sort of guilt.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you deal with the violation, you deal with guilt. You know, was it my fault? Did I do, like, I caused that? Or maybe I deserved it? Or, you know, you go through that type of stuff. So I think, to me, I think it was easier for me to deal with deaths than it has been, you know, still at this age, still dealing with, you know, with me being violated as a young girl.
Uh-huh. Which is a true situation, you know, for you people out there that don't know what rape is. Rape is a forced sexual intercourse, including both psychologically, you know what I'm saying, and physical force on an individual. This is unwanted, you know. This is an unwanted act when it comes to rape, okay? So this is not consent. You know, even though, you know, some people have in their mind, in their sick, twisted mind, that either that woman or that little boy or that little girl wants it, and it's consensual, when it's not. It's, you know, it's a forced situation, you know, and the situation is that sometimes, you know, if they're a child and they're violated, they have a sense of maybe it was my fault, and they blame themselves for the situation, and they suffer through emotional withdrawal. And you know, sexual assault, you know, is widespread, you know, and basically it's an attempt attack, you know, generally involving unwanted sexual contact between the victim and the offender, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and the number of minutes that pass between rapes in America, you know what I'm saying, is only a couple of seconds. And most of the women that have been raped by you know, an assailant, women or, you know, or men or young women that have been raped, usually have to get medical care. You know, whether they have been beaten up, or, you know, their vaginal has been ripped open, or, you know, or they have contusions in different areas, you know, some women survive rapes, and some women are brutally raped, you know, to the point that, you know, they are, you know, killed in the act, you know, and, you know, a lot, you know, and half of the cases, unfortunately, become cold cases. That majority of the rapes, you know, they either can't find their assailant, or the assailant is somebody that they know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that... Family member.
A family member that lives in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Family member that lives in the house, whether it be, you know, an uncle, whether it be your own father, whether it be a next door neighbor or one of your father's friends. But when the rape starts, majority of the time the rape is continuous or multiple times, you know? And it's a situation. I had one young lady that I've encountered in my life experience, beautiful young lady, but still to this day, she is suffering from withdrawal, emotional withdrawal in her life in regards to dealing with, you know, people, dealing with men every day, you know, and, you know, being in relationships due to the fact, and she's very overprotective of her children. You know, if you have children, you're very, very overprotective because you feel that sense of you know, trying to protect them because of what you've been through. You never want your child to experience anything like that. So they're very, very overprotective, and it came to the point with her where, still to this day, she still can't function, and she can't. And she was molested by her own father, who she lived with every single day. And the unfortunate thing about it is that her sister witnessed it. He didn't molest the older sister, but he molested her. And the mother apparently found out, you know, about it. But, you know, it was going on periodically, and apparently the father was actually drugging his daughter, drugging her, and half of the time she would be out of it, and then her clothes would be torn, and, you know, she would be bleeding.
Oh, wow.
You know, so this was going on constantly and constantly. So dealing with this is somebody that you look to as your father, the person that's supposed to be your protector, you know, your advisor. And this person is taking away your innocence little by little and emotionally just putting you in a position where you've lost your self-esteem. You think you're ugly, or, you know, you feel like, you know, I caused this to her. So she goes through situations. I found many women that have been raped find themselves, as they get older, having multiple partners, you know, multiple partners due to the fact that they feel this void, or they feel like, you know, they're looking for that love where that has been missing in their life, and they try to either, some women that have been raped are either looking for that father figure, or they're either, you know, they're just doing it constantly because they want to ease that pain of the hurt and that little kid that was in there that was molested, you know, to try to get over it, you know. And it's not something that's easy to get over. And Emma, I know, you know, in regards to dealing with relationships, is it, from your experience, isn't it kind of hard, you know, dealing in relationships sometimes? And
it's,
you feel like that?
Yes, it's very hard. I mean, everything is just, you know, the trust factor. Everything is intense as far as when the partner, you know, in breaking up with a partner, you know, if they do anything that can remind you, like when you do, you know, sexually, when they do something that kind of reminds you, or some kind of like a forced act, like, you know, it could give you a little flashback of something that's happened to you, and right then and there, it's like, it's like a crazy moment. So you have to learn how to kind of push that in the back of your mind so you can be able to have kind of like a normal sexual relationship, sort of. But, I mean, it's hard for those that've never been through it to understand, you know. But those that been through it can understand, you know, what I'm talking about as far as, you know, giving permission to, you know, someone has violated you with touching you and doing what they want with you. So now for you to give permission to someone to do the same thing, it's like, you know, it's just crazy. It's a mental fight that you go through. You know, it's a mental fight. You want to leave things behind. You don't want to keep remembering stuff, but that's hard, especially when this has happened to you at a very, very young age, you know? So it's like, you know, the distrust in men, you know, it's just a whole lot of, it's a whole list of stuff. You know, my life hasn't been easy, not even now in my 40s. That's all that still plays back, and it's hard. I'm single today because of that. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say that all my relationships have been the messed up one, but, you know, I've definitely contributed, you know, with my issues and all that. And, you know, and it takes a real man to understand a woman that has gone through that and really stick it by, you know, and be there for them. And, you know, and when I say a real man, I mean a real man. You know, if you're dealing with a boy or whatever, they're not going to understand that because they're thinking about them in a selfish way. But a real man really thinks about the woman that he's met and that he loves and that he calls his wife. You know, he will take out that time to kind of rebuild good memories, you know, try to erase some of those bad memories, and, you know, and they can kind of rekindle in a relationship together, in a trusting relationship, you know, because you put your trust in a person, then they go and, you know, violate that trust, and all, guess what, all that comes right back again like a tidal wave. So it's all those emotions that keep happening over and over and over again, and if you're not able to be in a stable relationship long and it's just various relationships, it just keeps happening over and over again. So, of course, there's no sense of kind of, you know, to stabilize those feelings and those fears and stuff like that.
And just to let you guys know, you can also be raped by your own husband in a relationship your boyfriend. So it's not just a relationship where it can be a stranger or somebody that's in your family. It could be your own husband or, you know, physically abusive along with sexually abusive, you know. So
I'm sorry, let me to cut you off, but that's what I mean, like, for a woman that's gone through that ordeal to be with a real man, because a real man will understand that even in the heat of the passion, you know, you guys are embracing or whatever, and at that moment, that thing that we get comes up and we want to stop, a real man will take two steps back and want to know what the problem is and really understand his wife, as opposed to a boy would be like, get out of here, you crazy, you could teasing me or whatever, and still want to continue that. And from that point on, then now that's considered rape. Once the woman says no, even if they're both in the heat of the passion or whatever, once the woman says no, you could be like right there in the door ready to go in. A woman says no, it is no. And your duty as a man is to step back, not continue on, because you think that's a teasing game.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's definitely, you know, a serious situation, you know, when it comes with that. And see, the other thing is, you know, dealing with rape, you know, dealing with rape or, you know, because, you know, the things that it might lead to. I've dealt with a lot of women that have been, you know, night walkers as we come late to prostitution or different situations like that, you know, in their life, maybe, you know, later, and maybe they change their life due to the fact they have been assaulted. So they're like, you know, whatever, if this person did that, you know, I might as well get some money for it. Half of them have their different stories. Because of that, it traumatized them and they became streetwalkers, you know, and they never got the counseling they needed in order to deal with that emotional pain. Being raped, being violated, being, you know, taken advantage of, it's like your life has been taken away from you, you know, and this does require sometimes either support from family or either psychological, you know, treatment, because, I mean, it puts you to a state in your mind where, you know, you're just like, you feel filthy, you feel like, you know, oh, my God, you know, what is this? And then if it's repeatedly, it's like you become, your body just basically becomes immune. You can be in an intimate relationship with somebody, I guess, that loves you, but you just feel immune to it. Because of the emotional and physical abuse sexually from being raped. you know, and you know, it's very hard to deal with. And like I said, you know, for you guys out there, you know, if you pick up the movie, T.D. Jakes, movie called Woman Now Art Loose, basically talks about a story of a young lady, which back in the South a long time ago, situations of rape would happen in the family with family members, and it was basically like a thing. It was a hush-hush thing, like, don't say anything. It didn't happen, or you're lying, and, you know, don't say anything, and everybody's going to church, and you're just feeling awful inside, and there's no one to talk to or run to, and you have to deal with this. A lot of young ladies that have been raped, if they're in a relationship with the parent or mother, and she's in a situation where she holds this man, whoever she's with, as this king or whatever, and she doesn't want to lose him because of financial reasons and different things, you know, you have situations where she'll choose that man over their child. You know, you have situations where, you know, there's a child that's being blamed for why she was raped. Your child, this is someone you carried in your womb, and you're choosing a man over your child. They have just been hurt. You're supposed to be that nurturer. But you have women that will choose a man over their child.
Yeah.
So you have so the fact that they're being blamed by the person that they have an emotional connection with, which is their mother, for the reason why they're being raped, so you basically conform yourself and say, well, I'm the person that caused this. And you're constantly going through your life and saying, anything that happens to you, it's your fault. Everything that happens to you is your fault, and you're ugly, and this, that, and the third, you know? So you're going through self-esteem issues. And pick up the movie because it's a good movie. It'll make you cry. A young lady that was raped, she was blamed, you know, for it, you know, as a young age, and it carried her onto, you know, states of using drugs, prostitution, and, you know, and never really letting go of what happened to her. And apparently she ran with the assailant, was actually her mother's boyfriend. And you know, you got to pick up the movie to check it out. It was honestly, you know, a tearjerker, which actually is the truth. A lot of women have gone through that. You get you can get raped while you are jogging, or, you know, in, you know, walking to your car, you know, anything. So certain preventions, you know, useful prevention tools, you know, to try to minimize certain things. Keep your doors and windows secured with locks. You know, lock your doors. You know, make sure you never forget to do that. You know, especially if you're from New York, or, you know, you're from the end of the city, you know you need to lock your door.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
check that.
You know, some of y'all cats is out, like, in Virginia or in the country party, like, everything's hunky-dory. Like, people can come and rape you out in the country, too, so it's not a game. Lock your doors. Lock your doors, your windows. If you're jogging, you know, stay out of secluded and isolated areas. Like, a lot of people like jogging, you know, on paths, you know, that are a lot of trees, and there might not be that many people. If you're going to jog in an area where people can see you. That is your easy prey.
Or don't have walkmen say nobody, you can't hear nothing, nobody coming behind you or anything.
Yeah, definitely if you know, with the walkmans and everything, make sure you don't, if you do have it, make sure you don't have it as loud enough that you can't hear your surroundings, because you can never know if somebody's walking up on you or anything. No, and if you are going to jog, make sure you jog with a partner. Let sure you know somebody, know a friend or any person, the hours of the day that you're doing, and make sure you jog during the daytime hours. But, you know, rapes have happened during the day also, you know, and, you know, when you're in your surroundings, try to, you know, be strong and aware and secure of your surroundings. You know, make sure you stay secure and know what's going on with your surroundings. You know, when you park your car, make sure you park your car in an open area. You know, a lot of people might be in, like, different businesses where they have parking spaces. Make sure if you're going to, you know, late and going to a parking space, make sure you either have somebody walk you there or something, or somebody knows that you're going to a car, because rapes happen there too, and abductions, you know. So, you know, make sure you're in a, for something. Also, ladies, you know, even though you might be scared to kick some butt, but if you from the hood, you know you want to kick some butt. Mm-hmm. I advise you guys to go take some self-defense classes. Self-defense classes can be key. A little submission, a submission hold, or either, you know, 1-2, you know, to the jewels, you know, or, you know, to the Johnson, or, you know, straight, you know, thrust to the nose, you know. And also, ladies, mace. If you got some mace, get some mace. You know, it doesn't cost that much. Get some mace.
Don't be afraid to use it.
They got some Kiltillant ones that look like lipstick. They got all kinds of them. You know, they come in pens. You know, get some mace. You know, get some mace. You know, or if you got like an alarm or a whistle or something, you know. And if you are about to be assaulted, or you feel like somebody is about to come or whatever, scream, girl. Use that voice and scream to the loudest of your lungs. And you scream. And you don't stop screaming. And you run as fast as you can away from your assailant. You understand? You know, run as fast as you can. Don't hitch rides, ladies. Sometimes, you know how we used to do back in the day, you know, you're a pretty young lady, and this nice dude, he's sexy, he's driving a nice car, maybe you need a ride, and you walk into the bodega or wherever, and you like, you need a ride, I give you a ride, wait, baby, please don't get in the car with somebody you do not know. People are crazy nowadays, and they are willing to do anything. Please. I'm begging you, ladies, don't jump in the car with your mama told you don't talk to strangers, okay? You know, and, you know, basically, you know, when the person is coming at you, a person might come with you and with a gun. They might come with you a gun, a knife, and some of them might not have anything. Some of them might, you know, just have, you know, most of them, you know, so some people basically, you know, have, you know, just have nothing, and they just want to, you know, straight intimidate you. So you have to go ahead and do what you got to do, sister girl. You got to go for jewels. I always recommend the jewels. Him and the jewels, Neil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right.
No, do what you got to do, because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to go home to your child, you know, your family. And if you are caught in a situation, say you are caught in a situation and you're basically helpless and they do have a gun to your head, right? With a situation like that, you basically have to basically be the negotiator and be able to negotiate the situation if they are attempting to do it. Okay, well, you know, sweetie, you know, hey, at least if you're going to do it, you know, at least put a condom on or something. You know, try to switch it into, you know, your situation, you know, because even though at that moment in time you're scared, you need to talk to that person, because at the end of the day, they could want to just shoot you. But if maybe if you convince them, no, you know, hey, I haven't had none in a minute or whatever, you know, at least use a condom, you know. And I'm not, you know, condoning that, you know, rape is, you know, great or whatever. But in a situation where your life is at stake, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, try to switch the situation in your favor in order to get out and to be alive, because some people don't survive being raped, you know. And, you know, young ladies, you know, that are raped, like babies, young kids, they can be damaged for life in their vaginal area, you know, being split open, you know, by older gentlemen or even young boys, you know. It's definitely, you know, it comes to the point where even, you know, it leads to either homosexuality, you know, women, you know, liking women because of they've been raped by a man, or men liking men because they've been raped. You know, it's just different situations. So, people, I just advise you, protect yourself, love yourself, and, you know, the different things, the things that we can do to try to support people that have been raped or are rape victims is give them as much loving and support that they need. Try not to pressure them so much. Try to be as patient as possible. Try to understand. Try to empower them and help them with their self-esteem when it comes to young girls, you know, and try to get them to counseling, and, you know, they definitely need psychological help and evaluations and counseling, and they really honestly need that support because it's hard, you know, being in a rape situation. You can never know how it feels unless you've been there, you know. So it's definitely, you know, a very touchy situation, and, you know, ladies, you know, I definitely, you know, support you and love you guys, you know, out there. If you have been in a situation of rape, or you just want to talk about it, or you want to email us or whatever, you can write anonymously, you know, and tell us the situation at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, you know, or, you know, you can either me, or if you want to talk to Emma, you can, you know, email Emma at, you know, Emma, give them everything you know.
Well, they can direct it to the Street Queens email, and you can forward it to me.
You guys can, you know, email it to, you know.
They could just say, they could just put attention to Emma, and Lush definitely will forward it to me.
Yeah, you can put attention to Emma if you just want her advice on, you know, coping with things or dealing with it, you know, because it's a touchy situation. And ladies, you know, we love you, you know what I'm saying? And you don't have to go through this alone.
And you are beautiful regardless. You're beautiful and you're queens in your own right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because you definitely need that, you know, that encouragement and support, you know. And it takes time to really let go because, you know, sometimes we put it dormant in our minds. But, you know, we definitely, you know, want to, you know, tell you that we love you and it's going to be okay. And you will get through this. And, you know, it takes a lot of prayer and it takes a lot of strength and, you know, it is a lot, but, you know, we just want to tell you we're here, the Street Queens, the movement, and, you know, we definitely support you, you know, in that situation. But, you know, closing thoughts on rape, you know, for those who are assailants, you know, God don't like ugly. Leave those little kids alone and give them their innocence.
And get help, and get help. Go and get help because that's a disease, that's a sickness as well.
Get help for yourself, honestly. Get help, honestly.
So you're destroying your life and others.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Emma, what's your final thoughts in regards to the whole rape situation?
You know, it's just a topic that has to be continuously, you know, be talked about. You know, this is something that keeps happening, has been happening for years, will continue to happen as long as, you know, really, you know, as long as we see it as like the, like, you know, us Spanish people, we say the cuco, which is like the scary thing that we don't see in the dark. As long as we keep just considering it as the cuco and leave it at that, like a folktale, and don't do nothing else about it, then that's what it will be. You know, but we need to take action. We need to take action and really, really get at these people that, that really just commit these acts and get them help because most of the time, you know, they even know no better. They are victims themselves. So
and
stay so active in talking about it.
And you know, rapists don't have to just be men. They're women also.
Yeah, they're women also.
There's women also, and the other thing about it is that a rapist, most of the time has been molested or raped themselves.
Absolutely.
So half of the time it's a repetitive action, you know. So definitely, you know, guys, look out, you know, stay safe, and, you know, we love you on Street Queens, the movement. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and, you know, we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in the news and everything and see what's going on and give you some updates. And we're going to go to a quick commercial and we'll be back. You know, I'm here with my girl, you know, Emma, E2K Magazine, Street Queens, the movement. You know, we're definitely, you know, live online, and we can't stop, we won't stop, you know. I'm not Bad Boy, it's like Rockefeller, y'all, you know. But we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial. We'll be back on Street Queens, the movement, man. We was talking about rape, man. You already know what it is.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music consumers. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Well, you already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush, you know. And we're live on the Street Queens, the movement, with my girl, the one, the only, Olay, Emma of E2K Magazine. And we just talked about raping. I forgot to tell y'all, man, y'all better pick up that E2K Magazine, one of the hottest magazines for females, by females. But we got some eye candy in there with them sexy men in the joint. And we talk about women that's bossing in there, doing their thing, you know, things about, you know, different issues that's going on in society, man. Pick it up, you know, definitely support the sister and her movement, E2K Magazine. All going to the community, E2K Magazine Online. You know, check them out, man. You already know what it is. But, so we're back and we're talking, you know, we want to tell y'all our new, and we're going to tell y'all about some updates that's going on. Emma, you got some updates for them to let them know real quick?
Wow. I had some in mind and now, wow. my new. Okay, well, my new. You go. You go first.
Come on, give Emma a minute, right?
Give me a minute, please.
I'm going to give Emma a minute, but on the new with me, you know, you guys, you know, my situation that happened, like, you know, prior, you know, I'm, you know, Lush is back on her feet, you know, we got a new spot, you know, so, you know, we getting everything together, you know, getting my mindset focused, you know, back in the 9-to-5, dealing with the children and everything in the school system, so trying to juggle that and do this, so, you know, I'm back on the scene on the gangster lane. Ow, I'm back on the prowl. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here, I'm focused, you know. And definitely, you know, Street Queens, the movement. Emma's going to talk to you more about the book that we're doing. It's a poetry book, uplifting things in regards to for women. You know, we definitely going to need you guys' support on this thing that we're doing right now. But you guys, you know, when you purchase the book, it'll definitely help us with our community activity and women empowerment groups for young teenage girls, you know, in the high schools, and we're going to be doing a tour and conferences later on. And also updates on what's going on out here. You got your man Jay-Z, D-Day September 11th is coming out. You already know what I'm talking about. You already heard what it is. It's your man Jay-Z coming out with the Blueprint Part 3. You already know what it is. And it's supposed to be nothing but fear, fire. You got your man Drake, Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige. I'm talking about Jay-Z brought the best of the best on this Blueprint album right here. And, I mean, he's one dude. He's almost like Michael Jordan to me when it comes to this retirement stuff. Y'all cats be like, yo, I want to retire. Then we see you like a couple of years later. Like, dude, you getting old. Like, chill. But, you know, they cast doing their thing. You know, we thought Jay had retired, but Jay couldn't stay away from the lyrics, and he came back. But, hey, Jay, you know what I'm saying, was slipping a little bit, but he came back with fire on this Blueprint thing, man. Watch out now. He got this drink on there called Ghetto Techno that be having me, watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the big girl percolating, man. That ghetto joint is crazy. Ghetto Techno is crazy, you know, Off That is crazy. You know, y'all need to check that out, man. And, you know, Run This Town is hot. You know, y'all definitely need to check that. Pick that up, man. Pick that up. Also, man, my girl Whitney, me and Emma going to talk about your girl Whitney. We got another kid claiming that Michael Jackson is his son. But, you know, like we said, man, Michael used to actually be black at one time, right? Like, he still was black, but he actually was, like, dark shade like I was, you know what I'm saying, at one time. And, you know, at that time, you know, he was digging in the scene on the gangster lane. He was a player, and hey, who knows? Mike might have been sticking pipe left and right. Who knows? But you know, hey, you know, who knows what happened? But you know, we'll see. And this interview with your man Chris Brown. Let's talk about this interview with your man Chris Brown on Larry King, man. What's up with your man?
Oh,
with
I was just looking at that on Facebook. What's the deal with that?
The deal with your man. Like the word of today is like, whoa. Like, who goes on an interview and says, man, like, dude, like I didn't really know that, you know what I'm saying? I can't, no, that wasn't me. I don't remember hitting Rihanna. No, I didn't, no. Like,
after
whoa.
He made a song about I'm sorry and all that?
Dude, you were convicted.
Right.
It's paperwork. We've seen pictures. Like, how would you want to say that you didn't know? Like, dude, you got amnesia? Like, what are you talking about? Like, wow, like, what are you talking about? And, like, Chris, you had everything in your hand, and you blew it because you lost it, dude. Like, it's plenty of other bras, man. Come on now. What are you doing? But anyway, like, the only thing I was mad at, like, dude, like for real, you are, like, whoa, because you lost your mind coming on there wearing this blue sweater with a blue bow tie. What are you doing?
And I think he's still trying to give that little youth thing, like, you know, like he's still a young boy or whatever, but you're not.
Like, dude, nah, dog, you're legal age now, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? We could throw you in jail, all that. Like you can vote, homie. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, because you definitely lost your mind. Like, what was going on with you? Then besides that, you know what I'm saying? Then besides that, with he had his mother over there. Like, whose family is not going to lie for them? Real talk. Like, whose family is not going to lie for you? Like, we don't believe nothing your mother say. Like, why would she sit here and rat on her son when you feeding her and putting food in her pocket, you know, food in her fridge? You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? And then she knew that she was lying because, you know, in psychology, they teach you how to, you know, read body language. When people are lying, they constantly move, okay? They constantly move. Your man Chris Brown was twitching so much and moving around, I thought I had a twitch or itch. I was like, dang, man, this must be killing him to be lying like this. They must have sat there. Oh, I just don't know what's going on. You know, it was like, whoa. Like, that's the word of the day. It's like, whoa. You know, when you do something and you know you did it, you say it's like, whoa, like, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like, whoa.
Like, who advised them of that?
Like, who is this publicist? What are y'all doing over there?
Wow, yeah, they dropped the ball from the beginning. I always said that.
Yeah,
waiting so long and all that stuff.
First talked about that whole situation, you know, if you guys, you know, tuned in a while ago when the situation happened, you know, Emma and us, we were talking about how he dropped the ball in regards to the publicist never came up front. They should have immediately, when the situation happened, the publicist should have had jumped in and they, you know, wish they would have turned it over in his favor and, and they would have had solved it instead of leading and escalating to the point where his career is damaged. You know? It's nonsense, but I don't condone a man, you know, beating on a woman. But at the end of the day, let's get real, America people. At the end of the day, America always act like they got amnesia anyway. You know what I'm saying? America act like they got amnesia anyway, because R. Kelly done slept with how many little girls, and
oh
y'all
my
still
God.
Playing his music. Y'all still playing his music and acting like that man is an angel and a saint. Your man, Marion Barry, the smoke crack and did all kinds of stuff, but that man still up in the city council. Like, what's going on? Like, y'all need his publicist or something like that. You need R. Kelly's publicist for real.
I swear, because, yeah, his team is, at least his team has earned their money.
Dude, Chris Brown, I tell you, go get R. Kelly's publicist, because that's one dude that I do not know still to this day how he convinced America that he didn't do what he did. Like, that is crazy. Like, so really, you need to go and holler at R. Kelly's publicist, real talk.
I swear. The publicist is his whole team, his whole legal team, how they just turned that shit around. Like, how you pee on a minor? It's like, what? Oh, my goodness. I'm sure all the child molesters, like, are just trying to holler at his illegal team.
Talk like that's ridiculous. Like, we all know he did that. Like, that was R. Kelly. But, you know, it's a good thing to have a good publicist and a good legal team. But, like I said, hey, look at your man OJ. Your man, well, this time he couldn't get off because, you know, he was retarded. But
yeah, he was definitely pushing the envelope a little too much now. He
was pushing the envelope, but your man got off on the first time when we know that man, you know, chopped up that woman. But you know what I'm saying? You need to holler at people that done got away with murder, dog. So, you know, at the end of the day, America has amnesia. And they going, you know, even though we got the internet, they going to still love you because, dude, you got some good music. This is something that you did, and hopefully you get your treatment for it. But, dude, remember, don't ever, ever, ever put your hands on no chick. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you learn from this lesson. Don't do this again, dog, for real. Definitely.
Yeah, well, you know what? If it happened easily the first time and there was no repercussion to it, you know that an offense is always repeated. So
yeah,
it's just you'll be smarter the next time.
Just be smarter and learn your lesson, my dude. But I still love that joke. It's like I waited my whole life for this one night.
Crazy.
I still love you, Chris. I still love you. I still pump your music, dog. Stop hitting on women. But anyway, the other thing, man, what's up with your girl Whitney, man? What's up with
your
girl Whitney? What's going on with her, Emma?
Wow. Whitney. I mean, I'm just waiting to see, really. Really, I'm just waiting it out to see how she's gonna, you know, just come back. I mean, she was gone so long. She wrecked her career. I mean, she wrecked it. And to come back, I don't know. I don't know if her vocals would be the same. I mean, you know, she really messed up them vocal cords with all those drugs. And I don't know. Can she do it? Can she meet that? I don't know. You know, so much time has passed. Like, the time when she was out, it was like, you know, it was that time for Whitney. I mean, so much time has passed, and there's just so much other talent. And I don't know. I don't know if she'll be able to hang with what's happening now in the 2000s. But I guess time will tell. I mean, I wish her all the best because she deserves it and all that. But can she come back? I don't know. I'm just waiting, I guess. I'm just waiting to see. I can't wait to see Oprah's interview, her first interview she's going to be doing, you know, with Whitney. And we'll see. I mean, I think I'm going to determine that once I see the interview and how she's talking and all that, and see if she's still talking ghetto and crazy and it's still she got a crack in her system. You know, we got to see. I mean, and see if her vocals are still up to par, if they still meet that standard, because her vocal range was crazy. I mean, can she still meet that after all those years of abusing the vocal cords? I guess time will tell. Time will definitely tell.
And that's definitely true, but I'm going to tell y'all. My girl, Whitney, Whitney, you was on your prime. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will always love you, you know what I'm saying? Audie, it's not right, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you was the fire that burned in people, girl. You was the hottest thing in the 80s, the 90s. But, girl, what the hell happened to you? Bobby Brown, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody humping around. He done got humping around, got up in there, girl. He done milked you all your money, girl. He done got you on a crack, you know what I'm saying? And got you crazy.
Well, you know what? That's not fair. Let's not just blame Bobby because, you know, she had free will. She had free will, and she's the one that had the money to buy it because Bobby didn't have that money to buy it. So
hey, she had free will. We gonna put it on both of them because both of them grown.
Both, exactly. Both.
At the same time, Whitney, why would you jeopardize something you had so good for man? You know what I'm saying? And Whitney, we love you, Whitney. But Whitney, I think honestly, in my opinion, you need to give it up. Whitney, you will never get them days back, girl.
You're not even gonna write it out and give it a chance to see. She might surprise us.
Girl, nah. Y'all need to stop lying to Whitney.
She might surprise us. She just might surprise us.
Nah, let me tell you. Your girl, before the interview, your girl did a performance somewhere, okay?
Yeah.
Your girl, what?
I don't know who her publicist was then.
Your girl's voice was cracking like a log.
That's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm waiting out to see if, you know, if she really can step up to that, you know, wow, that legacy that she left, like her own legacy.
Your girl's voice was cracking like a log. Yo, your girl, Whitney, man, them drugs tore you up, girl, for real. Girl, you know, I used to look up to you and everything, girl. You know what I'm saying? But everybody make mistakes. But, girl, you can't consistently do this mess. You know what I'm saying? And now you want to come back. You know, you done smoked up all the crack, and now you want to get some money, huh? But, see, anyway, Whitney, we love you, though, girl. But you need to get it together. Why don't you just sing gospel where you can't, like, but exert yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, in gospel, you can be mellow and chill. Because when you in R&B, you got to push yourself. Ooh, ooh, all that. Look, you was too old for all that. You about 50, 60 years old. You old, girl.
Oh, my
God.
She's not 50. Stop it. She's, I think, in her late 40s.
I don't know.
How old is she? Right? She's, like, in her late 40s.
Girl, you look like you 60 over there.
Oh, my God. Stop. Would you stop being nice? We're supposed to be positive up in here.
But she's looking like she's 60. But you know what, girl? You know what I'm saying? Live a coat, cover up some Botox and all that stuff. Or cover that up, girl. You go, girl. But we love you, though, Whitney. But, you know, I don't know if I've seen the cover of the thing. You know, she looked like like they try to cover it up with makeup, but she, you just can't do it. You know, she's really showing her age, and I think due to the facts of the drugs abuse, it's kind of like taking a toll on her. And I'm honestly, you know, I am not impressed with the songs that I've heard from her and on this new track, this new album. I'm kind of disappointed. And I kind of think that she should just, you know, let it go and, like, switch over to gospel, you know, and do that. She would have more, a better chance of really, which is her roots, where she came
from. Yeah, I was surprised that she didn't go that route first.
Yeah.
You know, and then kind of cross over or come back, or, you know, once we've seen that, okay, she's really changing. Because it makes you wonder, like, why you ain't going to gospel? Did you fully change? Or now you just know how to disguise smoking and you still want to sing? Like, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, at this moment in time, like, you know, I would have had seen, it for her, if she, with her publicist, it would have been so much of a better move for her, a direction in doing gospel, because that was her roots. And we have so many of the R&B artists that have switched over to the gospel area. And the gospel scene is actually more stronger and more predominant than the R&B nowadays, because the R&B really isn't getting as much shine, you know, as it used to, because the R&B is competing against the hip-hop nowadays, you know? So it would be kind of hard for her to compete against the younger environment people. It's not that many people that are in her age range that are really on the top charts. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, and it's so much of a saturated competition, I think it would have been a better move for her to do gospel.
I mean, we'll soon see. Let's see if her fans will still stand behind her. You know, a lot of things determine, you know, if she's going to still be around another couple of years or not. I mean, in the industry, you know, so.
She's better off doing a classic, one of her classic, like, remake, like, of her own stuff with, like, bringing in younger people. You know, younger R&B, she would be, like, better off if she got, like, maybe, like, Alicia Keys or Jennifer Hudson or what is this female name? You know, Jasmine, all these different, you know, younger females need to do, like, a collab.
But this is, like, really her competition, really. I mean, even though, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, that's really direct competition when you really look at it. For her to come out, I mean, okay, she's a legend, she was a legend back then or whatever, but just because you was a legend back then and on top of your game back then, doesn't mean that necessarily that's going to happen now. Like, look at the variety of women that are out that are young, they got a whole bunch of years still ahead of them to do what they're doing. I mean, even Mariah Carey, that's an old head. Like, you know, like, can you even come back and do that? Because Mariah Carey's old head, and still she keep herself up, and she still throw her hits.
Yeah, but see, Mariah has, you know, been in the gym. You know, her body is still tight. You can't really tell her age, you know, and Mariah keeps her voice fresh. You know, she's still hitting her notes, you know, and Mariah does collabos with what's hot. That's one thing that's been keeping her consistent and her longevity. Once you take that long leap back for a long time, it's kind of hard to come back. And if you're coming back, you have to jump on somebody doing a collabo with what's hot right now in order to really catch that popular scene, because this is popular culture now. It's because situations like you have this gentleman, Gucci Man. He's not one of the most attractive men in the world. He's not that much of a serious, but he's popular. You understand? So this is more popular culture than actually about, you know, the talent at that time when she was coming out, you know, where we were looking for. So, you know, it's kind of going to be, I think it's hard, but we'll give it a chance, you know, as Emma says, and we'll check out, you know, the interview that she's going to have with Oprah, because I know I want to be glowed to that one. Tell them what time it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, and
It'll be her regular time. I don't know if everywhere she comes out at 4 o'clock on ABC. I believe it's September 14 or September 14 or 16, which is where her show starts, the new shows again.
Mm-hmm.
Her premiere is the September 14 or 16, one of those two. Whichever one is a Monday, I guess.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely, you guys.
Everybody definitely tune in. And I'm just interested in really hearing her speaking, because that's where I really caught it. When she was doing the interview, I was like, what is she saying? Why is someone letting her even talk? So, you know, we'll see. We'll just see. I'm just going to sit back and see. I don't wish her any bad. I mean, I loved Whitney. I loved the old Whitney then. I don't know about the Whitney now. So I will have to really sit back and just kind of see how it plays out.
I think we have to be very patient with this new Whitney and, you know, be able to be patient with her, because, I mean, a lot of us are old Whitney fans, and I'm not going to lie. My mother used to pump Whitney to the point that it was stuck in my bloodstream, and I couldn't stop listening to it. She had burned the best out of a Whitney Houston city. Man, Lord have mercy. She be going through them depressing days. She be like, oh, I'm going to put me on some.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Woo. What is Bobby doing with herself anyway? Because they divorced, right? Haven't they divorced?
I don't know for sure if it was official. I know they're legally separated. I don't know if the divorce per se, you know, if they're legally divorced, but I definitely know that they're legally separated. And I don't know, but... you know, when he did the BET thing, they let him do the thing when Michael Jackson died and all that. I mean, he would looked it all cracked up over there, and that's embarrassing. I don't even know why they did that. That was like the most disgraceful thing you can do for him, for the memory of Michael. I mean, Jesus Christ, for BET itself, like you really couldn't find nobody else. Wow, like, you know, I don't know what's up with TV nowadays. Somebody call me. Hire me for some, you know, I'll get you some good stuff on television.
Well, and we're also talking about this reform that Obama, you know, basically on it. Did you hear about that whole situation with the reform and everything in regards to the health care?
Yeah, that he doesn't make up his mind.
Yeah,
he needs to make up his mind.
You know, for those Americans that are out there that are still stuck on this, yes, we can, and stuck on this hope, keep hoping. Keep hoping and keep hope alive. But I'm going to tell you, the only hope that you have is for you to get up off your butt and get out there and go do something and make change for yourself and for your family and for your community. Get up off your butt and stop waiting. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. If they didn't tell you in school, then I'm going to tell you today, politicians are politicians. Politicians will tell you what they want to do and what they're trying to do. But that doesn't mean they always going to do, because once they get in office, it's all about what they do, boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he don't owe us anything. Remember that. Obama does not owe us anything.
And everybody want to feel that he does, but you're right, he doesn't.
He doesn't owe us anything, and the Electoral College really has a placement on him getting into office. As much as we wanted to believe that we had a movement to it, it was all good, but really the Electoral College, and if they didn't want him in office, they could have plainly made him not get in office if they really didn't want to. So there was higher powers that be, whatever reason they wanted him to be there, to maybe be a distraction for what's really going on in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, we remember that Michelle was his backbone in the whole campaign. You know, so who was to say that she wasn't writing out his strategies, which we have to salute her as a strong woman, definitely doing her thing out there. That's one strong woman, headstrong. But, you know, he's very undecisive when it's coming to this, health reform. You know, I honestly feel that if all Americans, all people, if you're in the United States, should be able to have free, you know, medical care. The only people that are scared are the pharmacists and the doctors. They're scared. But why are you raping these people? You know, it's so many people in the United States of America, in United States of America, that do not have health care, and they are scared in order to go to the hospital because they can't afford to pay the bill. And I really think that they should eliminate, this is what I think they should eliminate, Emma, is stop charging us if we're going to emergency room and we don't have health care. Write it off, because I know you can. I know you guys can write it off. Write it off, because so many people have bad credit because of their medical expenses, you know, on their credit report, which is crazy. You know, it's very, very crazy. You know, I think it's nonsense, but he really needs. And then for those people that are in retirement, federal government people that have that retired, he only said that you guys can only get a 2% raise. At the end of the day, after insurance is taking all that, what are you left with at the end of the day? You know, so, hey, I don't know, guys. You know, it's time to get up and do something. You know, and shout out to my girl MC Light. I might have her on the show. I don't know. I might have her on the show, and she might be on here with Street Queens, The Movement Depends. We don't know, but we might have her on the show. She's coming back hard and strong, you know. And I know by now Emma got some new to tell us, so you need to stop faking.
No, I don't got a thing. I don't know if you just heard him yelling. My Nunu is my one-year-old.
Oh.
That he's supposed to be sleeping right now, and he's up. So I'm back to changing pampers after 16 years. That's my Nunu. And my Nunu is getting also all my kids together, dealing with family, and just, you know, putting aside, you know, my summer fun. I truly enjoyed this summer. Woohoo! I didn't have my kids. They were away. It was just, I did me this summer. So that was my Nunu. was everywhere. Was able to cover Erica Roman's first softball thing. That they did this year. It was a celebrity softball game. I mean, you had everybody out there from Gloria Velez to, oh my gosh, the whole list. Coro and Cover Girls and Sal from Fever Records. You had DJ Rob Lowe. You had DJ Tony Touch. You had the Goongi. You had the owners of all the clubs in the Bronx were out there. Mimosa Lounge, 718, Latin Kitchen, Mi Gentes. They all had their own teams, and they were out there playing and raising money. It was to raise money for her foundation, because she has a foundation that helps actually on the topic that we're talking today. Which is young girls that have been abused. So it was definitely a great thing. Everybody came out. I mean, it was celebrity studded. I forgot. Rob Bass was out there. I mean, the names, I can just go on and on. But they were out there actually playing and raising money for this. This is the first year. This is going to go on every year. So I know it's going to get even bigger and bigger. It was held in the Bronx by Castle Hill. This year, and it was great. You should be seeing photos and footage up posted soon. So I got to do that. I got to cover a lot of other events. My dude Christian Dior is doing a video featuring Tony Sunshine. I was able to be there when they were actually filming the video, so shout out to them. What else? Just caught up. I just went to all the clubs. DJ Camilo, DJ Enough. My girl JC is a she thing. You know, doing her events and her parties, and you know, just basically that's what I was doing this summer. Just kind of hopping from place to place, from events to events. Recapturing with other people. Shout out to Mansion Studios. Hard World Entertainment. It was just so many people that I was collaborating with this summer, and was doing, you know, many things. So definitely shout out to them. I also I also got a lot of submission for the book that we're working on, which is Street Queens poetry book. The name is still untitled. I'm still going back and forth with the actual name of the book. But the whole purpose of the book is to collect pieces from women that we know that are authors, poets, you know, and even women that don't do that for a living but have a story, or maybe have written something in there. It could be a quote. It could be actually a letter. They can be writing actually a letter to another woman. And the theme of the whole book is to give encouragement and empowerment to other women when they read it. So it can be a quote to uplift them. It can be a letter. Like if you would be writing a letter to a sister, giving her advice on, you know, on the roads and the paths that they should take. So I'm still collecting submission, even though I sent out an email and said that I had stopped collecting. But there's so many people that want to be a part of it, and I want to actually leave the door open to let as many women as want to step in and contribute to, you know, to be able to do that, because I think that the more of us that there are, the better we'll be able to promote. And actually, from the proceedings of this book, we're going to actually do some type of foundation so we can be able to help other women and go around and do a lot of speakings. And hopefully, you know, this leads to a tour where we can be able to go to the city near you, or to shelters, and to even the women prisons, and actually give them some type of encouragement and uplifting, you know, while they're going through their trials and tribulations, and letting them know that it's all right. There's other women, you know, that have gone through similar, if not the same situation that they're going through, and, you know, and we're still struggling, we're still okay, and we're still here. And just want to let them know that, you know, that we know that they're still there, you know. So that's basically what this whole book is about. Anybody that has submissions, you can submit e2kmagazine@gmail.com. And yes, the submissions are only for women. I'm sorry, fellas, you know, hopefully in the future I'll do a book for y'all, but right now this is for our ladies, and it's really women giving other women, you know, that sisterly encouragement, that sisterly empowerment, and that sisterly love that not too many of us unfortunately give to each other. So hopefully with this book it'll be kind of like a beginning or opening to be able to tap into that, you know, where we can be able to come as women, as sisters, as mothers, and kind of just empower each other.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? And so we're doing that. So, like I said, we're accepting, you know, submissions, and, you know, this is for definitely uplifting, and we support Emma and this movement. We all, it's a united movement, and, you know, we want to uplift young ladies, you know, young women that are going through whatever struggles they're going through. That's the whole purpose of Street Queens movement. Yeah, we act a fool sometimes, but at the end of the day, we love you and we're here to support you, you know. And once we did last year, we did the we gave the young lady Jasmine you know, the $200 towards her prom.
Right.
So this year again, we're going to try once again to do maybe do at least like 300 this year for you know, a prom, a senior in a prom. It doesn't matter what state. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't matter what state, but we'll start sending in, you know, a little early by the time, you know, prom comes around next year, you know, for that. And you know, we'll be starting doing like little youth groups for young ladies and teens, you know, down the road, and actually have a Street Queens convention sponsored.
Yeah, we're definitely working on that.
Definitely working on that situation. But you know, we got a little bit time for a poem. You know, we got my man Quiet Storm in the building. Peace, Quiet Storm. You're live with Street Queens, the movement, Emma, E2K Magazine, and your girl, Lushy Lush.
Peace.
Peace,
King. How you doing today? You know, I told him to come on here. You know, he's a wonderful poet. You know, does wonderful pieces, and want him to, you know, give us something uplifting for the day, for those out there that are going through something, and, you know, a situation, you know what I mean? So go ahead and give it to us, baby. Give it to us.
Well, actually, I'm looking through what I have, and I'm trying to narrow it down. But I think this piece would fit the bill. As I dream dreams that dreams dream. The cure for cancer, AIDS, lupus, and sickle cell anemia can be consumed by the human body by simply going to the local pharmacy and getting a one-time prescription filled. As I dream dreams that dreams dream. Abusers throughout the world, no matter the type, would get stopped dead in their tracks. You see, as I dream dreams that dreams dream, individual poverty would end simply because of diligence and hard work. As I continue dreaming dreams that dreams dream, African-American men will quit letting all the atrocities done to our people in the past be a scapegoat for self-hatred and self-destruction. Instead, we will take on that right warrior spirit of our forefathers and take our rightful places as kings, being the men our women and children need. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, racial lines will be so blurred that the cancer of racism will only exist in the history books, and the differences between our cultures will be learned, accepted, and respected. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, ministers of God won't just preach the words, but completely live the life that God says we shall. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, the words bitch, ho, bastard, slut, and trick will no longer roll off of any living tongue. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, I love you will not be just words that are casual sayings, but will become an always daily reality of actions. The excitement of these dreams caused me to awake and lift my head from my peaceful slumber. I began to tell my lady all about what was traveling through my mind in the form of these dreams. When I get snatched back into reality. Because in the middle of my expressing myself, an Amber Alert comes across the airwaves about another missing, kidnapped child. This is our world's reality. But as I lay my head to rest, whenever that may be, I pray to God as I dream dreams that dreams dream. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, title being, As I Dream Dreams That Dreams Dream.
Wow. Wow.
Nice. Wait, let me snap. Wait. We need finger snaps. We need finger snaps. You don't clap for a poet. You give them finger snaps, Lush. Come on. We need some finger snapping.
We need some cappuccino, man. What's up?
That's peace, definitely.
That's definitely a hot one right there, man. You know what I'm saying? You put me in a daze, you know. That was definitely, you know, this is our poet Quiet Storm, you know, definitely, you know what I'm saying, a veteran of the BTR network, you know, and coalition of family and everything like that. Also check out Supreme Entertainment, they're doing their showcase in New York. It's going down, so check them and support them in that movement also. So, Quiet Storm, can you tell us something that's new that's going on with you in the process of your book that you're putting out?
Waiting on the final proof to come back, and once I look over that and sign off on it, we'll set a release date, and everything is a go. We're looking at probably within 2 weeks as far as the book being available for people to start purchasing.
Definitely. That's what's up. I just need my copy. That's all. But,
definitely.
We both need our copy, you know what I'm saying, on Street
Global. Yeah, I need my copy to do the review.
All right. But also I'm in the process of winding up this CD, so that'll be coming out probably between October and November.
Nice.
That's what's up, man. We might try to do like a compilation, maybe CD or something, maybe like, you know, a free download or something like that, you know, with Street Queens and some fellow poets, you know, and, you know, maybe do something like that, you know, some uplifting stuff on a CD, you know, downloadable, like, you know, a poetry mixtape.
Okay.
So, but
well, that hasn't been done.
Yeah, you know, a poetry mixtape, you know, get it cracking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so can you tell us, you know, how we can hit you up, Quiet Storm, you know, for them ladies and them that want to come out there and check you out pimping?
You got jokes.
You know her already.
But the best way to find out where I am is just to Google Quiet Storm or Spoken Word. Because I'm on, the last I counted, I think I'm on almost 20 social networks. So it's just,
wow.
Just Google Quiet Storm or Spoken Word and you'll be able to find out what's going on with me.
Just Google the King, that's it.
Google the King, man.
Google the King.
Support him in his movement, man. We love you, Quiet Storm. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, stay connected with us. You know, pop through on a Thursday and drop us with some wonderful pieces. And we love your movement. We support you. God bless, man.
All right, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. As the day gets closer for your book and stuff like that, definitely keep us abreast so we can just help you on with that promotion.
Okay, I appreciate that.
That's what's up. We love Quiet Storm, definitely in the building. We want to thank all of our listeners, all of our callers. You know, they always coming on the show, you know, periodically, you know. Shout out to Yadada, Redacy out there, you know, our street king.
Yadada.
Felicia Sabri out there, we love you, girl. CG Michelle, Lissette, Lissette, all of our beautiful queens. You know, and you know, I love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? My Ace Boone Coon on the line with me, Emma E2K.
Yeah,
you know?
You already know.
And all of our lovely ladies out there that's going through the struggle and that are our bosses that are definitely getting their thing on, we want to send a shout out to you guys and we love you. And we want you guys to check out www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Check out E2K Magazine online.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. You know, and don't forget, tomorrow is Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays, open mic on the show on Lush Radio. So submit your music to Lush Radio Online, mp3s@gmail.com. Send me in your stuff. You got some poetry, or you're going to do a piece, come through. It's going to be on. We're going wild out. We're going to talk about some issues. We're going to get raw, diggity raw. We're going to have new music Friday. So if you're sending me garbage, it will be put in the garbage. Or we just going on you. You know, so that's what it is, man. Check us out each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, same time on the dot. You already know, man. Don't forget, we keep it hot. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, Emma, E2K Magazine, Street Queens, The Movement. We love y'all. Thank y'all for all the support. And we're out. You just got officially stand by Street Queens, The Movement. And Emma wants to say she wants to get up to a couple thousand on Twitter. So y'all
please
need to help.
Come on. Holla. E2K _ magazine, E2K magazine, Emma E2K. You know, I'm giving you your pick. Whatever y'all want to follow, just follow. I'm on there. I'm on there. Heavy. I'm trying to get that number up.
For her, man. Get that.
Help a sister. Ayuda una hermanita, please. Ayúdame, please. Ayúdame.
Yo, definitely, man. Support her in that movement, man. And hit me up on Twitter or hit us up at Street Queens 81 on Twitter and hit me up at Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And you know what? I got to keep winning, you know? No matter what we go through, you got to just keep winning. And, you know, never, you know, let anybody hold you down. So go ahead. I'm going to keep winning, and we're out.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Love
a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead, wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no cash in that Monte Carlo. Thankful to saw, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV, it ain't
no time making no haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job 360 degrees.
So to please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beating on the block now?
Can't stop, won't stop.